All right, go ahead. I'm just going to put myself on hold here, or pause here.
All right, thanks, Daniel. It is Lotus Justice giving you guys an update. Okay, so it looks like I watched, this is the first time in my lifetime that I've seen someone profess to be the president-elect without a concession speech. I don't know about anybody else, but that's the one thing I've noticed is going on in this corrupt election. President Trump has an obligation to ensure the integrity of the election. He is the only one with an obligation to do that under Article 4, Section 4, in the preservation of a Republican form of government. Biden doesn't. Nobody of elected position, president-elect, has. They don't have that obligation of fiduciary duty. So Mr. Trump needs to ensure to the nth degree that the bar union-controlled abrogation of our electoral process is following the law. The problem with that is that each state has its own bar union and may have its own interest and coup going on, and that's really the problem with the overlay created by the post-Reconstruction, which modified the Electoral College, created a statutory overlay of our republic instrument. And everything that you're seeing here in the election is private bar union controlled, everything. And so he's at the mercy of the bar unions. Well, the question is then, is the military supervising the bar unions? Okay, because that's really his job too. He's in charge of the military, who under Libra Code are responsible for monitoring the bar unions. So if we have a pervasive coup where, per se, that there's electoral program, the programs within the voting booth are being manipulated, that is an indication of a conspiracy against the United States and a coup. Again, I have never known in my lifetime someone to make the statement or go into a speech promoted by the press. What you have now is a press president-elect is what you have. You don't have necessarily a president-elect pursuant to legalities of voting because there's still legal stuff going on. And so we'll see how that goes. But President Trump, Mr. Trump, has has a fiduciary duty to ensure that there's no hanky-panky, even if he has a vested interest. He has to ensure. It's unusual. They picked up Republican seats everywhere, but they lost the presidential part. That's unusual. The bellwether states, he won all of them, Iowa, Missouri, Texas, Florida. These are the bellwether states that probably the first time in the history of our country where the individual who won all those states is not president. So there are some outlying statistical things that are problematic with this election, besides the fact that there are promotions and statements of ballot stuffing, illegitimate ballots in Nevada, and the private abrogation of these bar unions in each of these individual states. For example, if the bar union in South Carolina doesn't want the president to win, they could literally throw the election with their abrogation in these private court hearings. Don't assume that these attorneys are operating in the best interest of the United States or even in the law. They can do what they want. It's private bar union practices. My case alone has proven they do what they want, folks. So that's the problem with this fascist corporate overlay that is not constitutional, that is being run by titled nobility holders that, pursuant to the lawfully passed Tone Amendment, may not hold positions of power or trust in the United States or either of them. So your whole election is being run by people that, by the Constitution du jour, they may not do what they're doing. So there's a big problem here. And again, in my case, what I've done is basically tied Gideon's knot back. And Gideon's knot is a story with Alexander the Great, and it says whoever solved Gideon's knot, I'm not going to give you the history of the Gideon's knot, but whoever could determine the linchpin of Gideon's knot would conquer Asia, and he wanted to conquer Asia. So he went there to look at it, and he couldn't figure it out, so he cut it in half. And that's what the Roman Empire has been doing to everything that they've tried to conquer since then. Same with the bifurcation of our government. They cut us in half, north and south, in order to try to conquer the United States of America and our trading company, the United States. Well, what I've done is I've tied the two pieces of the knot back together with my case and my son's case and the work I've done, and I know the linchpin, and I can pull it out. So I've tied Gideon, the two pieces, they've cut us apart, I've tied us back together, and I've pulled the linchpin. That's what I've done. And pursuant to being the Lamb of the Law in Revelation 7:11, don't be upset that potentially the lambs of the law are women, because it says right in Revelation 5:4, it says, "And I weep much because no man was found worthy to open to read the book, neither to look therein. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and the root of David have prevailed to open the book and to loosen the seven seals thereof. So it's saying that two women do it, folks. It says right in Revelation that these two people are not men. Men do not open the seals. Men do not loosen the books, okay? Or open the books and loosen the seals. It says right in Revelation, no man is going to bring the opening of the books and the loosening of the seals. So don't be upset if two chicks in their cases where I put the knot back together and pulling the linchpin are revealing who the whore of Babylon is and the unifying thing that keeps all men together, which is either the law or corruption. So there's two things that men run upon, the law and corruption and lawlessness. Those are the two sides of the coin. The old ways would be chaos and injustice, where the line of the yin-yang, the left is chaos, the right is justice. The line in the middle is equity. In the Egyptian sense, it's called Isfet Aset, okay? By the way, the yin-yang symbol is not a Asian symbol. It is a Viking symbol, folks. The Asians got it from the Vikings. It's their Viking prayer wheel. And it is the symbol that the Temets of Egypt used for Isfet Aset, okay? And it says that if you are either in chaos or if you're not right along the line between that black and white of with the dots in the middle, you are either into chaos or you're either into injustice. You have to be in the middle to be in equity. So I just wanted everyone to know this is not done until at least the 21st. Again, or I think it's the 21st when the electorals do the electoral college votes. Again, this is a bar union electoral college. It was set aside by statute in post-Reconstruction. There are statutes that I've spoken about in my videos that talk about how they modify the electoral college. The electoral college is not constitutional. It is a statutory electoral college. So if Trump's listening, go watch my videos if you can find them and look into that, because this is a completely bar union controlled scenario. And that, like I said, that's the problem. He's sitting here saying he's going to fight all this corruption when the corruption is the bar unions themselves that are controlling everything in statutory post-Reconstruction fiction. So he either needs to bite the bullet and shut it down and drop it to the de jure constitutionality, because I've proven that the trusteeship of the bar union has defrauded our treasury, and he needs to shut it down, or he's always going to be a victim of this, and he's likely not going to come out ahead, because they don't like people that shut down their baby trafficking Babylonian slave trade, folks. They just don't. You make a lot of enemies that way. So even if he's a good guy, he's not their favor. Okay. And by the way, Biden's interesting point, Biden's speech yesterday was done in what state? Delaware. Remember, Delaware is the one state in the present representation of the Definitive Treaty of Peace and Amity of 1793 is not stated as a vis-a-vis United States, okay? Now, there's some question as to whether the original treaty said Delaware was there, and they've taken it out in their twisting of the law, same way they took out the TONA amendment. But he did his speech in Delaware, and then in walks Nancy Pelosi and what's-his-name with their little black masks, and which was pursuant to the Libra Code, makes them robber barons, okay, especially if they're wearing guns. But agents of state are not allowed to wear masks, folks, according to the Libra Code. So you're looking at masked bandits in Delaware making statements without a concession speech of who your next government's going to be. That's a political, media, bar union coup you got going on. So good luck. I would prefer to operate in the law to solve this problem, so let's hope that that's what happens. That's my update for the day. God bless you all. Namaste. One thing is we're still looking for funding. We always need funding. They basically routed my company and have basically bankrupted my family, and we're still dealing with the cost of legal fees and stuff. Right now we're taking funding at an organization called National Organization of Parental Equality. You can send funds to just by NOPE, like HOPE, but NOPE, N-O-P-E, and that's at P.O. Box 710, St. Paris, Ohio. As in Paris is in the city. So P.O. Box 710, St. Paris, Ohio, 43072. They're handling funding for us until we get some better ways of funding. We definitely always need funding, folks. It's very expensive to do this, and my family's been carrying the cost for this whole time. We're into the between $5,000 and $10,000 so far, and we have gotten some funding around, I think, $1,500 or $1,800, but it falls way short of what we've been expending. And We're almost there, but we still have some things. And then this cost of storage for all of the files that I have, which is numerous, about 40 boxes of the cases. So in any case, would really like some help from you folks. You can send postal money orders for cash. I think to Ray Justice, don't send Western Union. They're not cashable as easily. You have to have an account. We're trying not to have to have run it through the business checking account. Again, U.S. Postal money orders would work. Would really like some help with this funding, folks. It's starting to get pretty tight for us down here. So I hope everyone is doing well and stay safe. Let's try to stay away from the Civil War, which is still a possibility. Even if the military, even if they, let's put this way, if they find out that there's massive election fraud and the military has to get involved, we're going to have civil strife, okay? We're going to have civil strife because of what they did last night and the political, the mass media coup that is going on. So let's hope that things are done peacefully, okay, for everyone involved. But again, Trump has to follow the law even if it causes civil strife. That's his obligation. He has to preserve a Republican form of government. So namaste, everybody, and I hope that we all have enough. Thank you.
Thank you for using GTL.